It's that Less Than Average Below Par radio show with Tom Adoli on Triple M.
Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say.
What keeps you awake at night?
A few months ago, my boyfriend's mum's phone broke. She borrowed one of my spare phones.
Oh, my God.
Since Rich. I was, like, 12 years old.
Rich.
And I didn't have a chance to factory reset it properly. I was a cringe lord.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A cringe lord indeed. Welcome to Monday night. Taking you right through to 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Yes, Tom. Great to be back for a full week. Well, our full week is Monday to Thursday, but that's a full week for us. Last week we had, of course, Easter, and we had a festival show on.
Although we won't be on Thursday in Sydney and Brisbane because they got the footy on.
Ah, bad luck, guys. But
sorry.
We'll be here working, regardless.
We'll be here.
To no one.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be back, Tom.
Yeah.
You know, just really focused down. We had a comedy show. It's finished now.
It's done, so you don't have to hear us saying, go to comedyfestival.com.au and search your tickets.
We'll stop plugging that. But we are still the comedians second home. We're still flogging the comedians in the studio.
There's still festivals going on around the country, Ollie.
Flogging them right off until the festival ends.
You're what?
In about Thursday.
You're what?
And so tonight on the show, Tom, we've got Amy Cunningham.
Yes!
For the lols.
She's actually great. She's from Canada. She's one to watch, I reckon. Rising star.
And this week, Ross Noble, other big names coming up. Heaps of big stuff.
Heaps of big names. Also,
you feeling good, by the way?
Mate, I'm feeling... What are you talking about?
Just making sure.
Mate,
last night we obviously celebrated.
Listen to this voice. Is there nothing good about this?
No, it sounds good.
I know.
Now we're feeling fresh and ready to go. And as well, important one, Stereophonics.
Yeah,
Kelly Jones, the lead singer, having a chat to him about the new album in about half an hour's time.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it is a Monday, Ollie. Should we start off with a cheeky double play?
I think we're calling it
Double Play Monday.
Because
let's
everyone
do it.
Wants more music on a Monday.
More music Mondays. Is that somebody else's?
Let's not race thing? Into anything
Can
in the show
that?
Just yet. Nah. We'll just double play it.
Mate.
Ease into it.
Stick around, though. People are walking off the job. I'll tell you who up next. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Oh, nice. A double play for your Monday. You with Triple M's Tom and Ollie up the top. Who made who? AC/DC there. Passenger. Powderfinger. Who said I can't do a music shift? No one. But I can. So, bosses, if we ever get fired, I'll have a music shift because obviously it will be Ollie that gets me fired.
Rambling now, mate. Just rambling.
Am I though?
Yes.
Well, that's all we do.
You did tell everyone back here at the show, you know, behind the scenes to tell you to lift.
Yeah.
If need be. Uh-huh. So I'll say it now. Just Tom, just lift.
Okay.
Although before you lift, don't mind me whilst I just lift with a Red Bull. So let's have a good time. Here we go.
Okay.
Well, don't just sit there in silence while I drink. I mean,
sorry, you know, I thought you were going to do something.
No, it's
you
not.
Said,
it's,
let's just have a good time.
No, it's just a device to really prove that we're on and we're up and about.
Have you been watching the Commonwealth Games, Ollie?
Absolutely
not. No, haven't checked out any of the games this year, unfortunately.
Been busy.
Have been very busy.
What's sad to hear that Sally Pearson had to pull out, injured, the golden girl,
yes,
as they call her.
Definitely.
You're across it.
Uh huh. Well, News.com is reporting today that security at the Gold Coast's Commonwealth Games disorganized. And apparently security guards are quitting by the hundreds.
Really?
Oh, my God.
That's not good.
I know. Originally, 4,300 security guards were hired. Hundreds have already walked off the job. Apparently, there's like a poor work ethic. According to the Gold Coast Bulletin, guards are being forced to sleep on the grass while awaiting late-night transport from the venue. So they're just kind of apparently, you know, allegedly just having a bit of a rough time, the old security guards. So they're pretty much just going, you know what? I quit.
Just walking
out. They're just going, I quit. You know what? I quit.
I love that moment of if that's a real thing where people go, you know what? I quit.
Yeah.
Like in the moment. Because most people quit, but they stew on it for months and weeks and sometimes days.
Yeah.
But to really just go in a moment, you know what? I quit. I'm done. That's a great thing. I'm more of a, if you've done that, give us a call.
Yeah, 133353. If you've ever said the words, you know what? I quit.
I'm more of a get fired kind of guy. As you know, Tom, it struck me recently that I have been fired from most of my jobs.
Oh, you actually have?
Yeah. Because I got fired from the same pub twice. in Paran. I got fired twice.
Oh, yeah, down in Melbourne's cool part of town.
I got let go, just sort of subtly.
Why was that?
Where are the shifts going, guys? There's no more for you. Oh, what a shame.
Why was that?
Oh, yeah. They just didn't like me. But I got the job back again with a new manager, and then I got fired again from a different manager.
Why did you get fired the second time?
Oh, you know, drinking Red Bulls on shift, which, you know, should be fine. Speaking of devil.
Again, every time you do that, you can't really hear it.
Well, people can picture it because I'm getting wings. And also, I got fired from the last radio job we had. So
yeah, up in Albury.
So just a real good track record for me.
Why'd you get fired from Albury?
Well, don't play dumb, mate. You're there. It's because my co-host was a wanker.
Oh, thanks, mate.
They said, enough of this guy, Tom. You're out of here. And by default, Ollie's got to go as well.
Yeah.
And also, they said, enough of the gay stuff in Albury because we're sick of it. We're a conservative town.
Yeah.
We're country folk. We don't want to hear about your exploits.
Hey, mate, the Hume Phoenix do great things, okay?
The Hume Phoenix are doing their best.
133353. Have you said the words, yeah, well, I quit? Producer Bell, can we have one for here, maybe? One for here would be good.
Yeah.
Come on.
Have you quit, like, in the moment? Like, something happened at work and you just thought, you know what? I'm done.
Hey, what brings you to that moment? What makes you, what pushes you that far?
You've got to be on the edge.
I walked out of class once. That was pretty hip. That was pretty full on.
God.
Told my English teacher to stick it.
English, not drama. You wouldn't walk out of drama class.
Oh, no. I'd walk out of drama class and then go, guys, I was just improving because I'm cool.
You walk into drama class going, I'm here, everyone.
133353. Have you said, yeah? Well, I quit. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. A real boppy one for your Monday night. UK squeeze. Cool for cats. You with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We'll get Kelly Jones from the Stereophonics on the phone very soon. But we have questions. Tonight, we want to know if you've ever said the words...
Oh.
Oh.
Mate,
come on, mate, just like we did in rehearsals.
Don't.
Just like we did in the rehearsals.
I'm reading a sheet here.
I'll say,
do
have you ever said the words...
Yeah, well, I quit.
That's why I point to you.
Yeah, well, you got to be sort of wave and then
always
point.
Be on.
All right, so have you said the words, yeah,
well,
I quit. You know, so have you cracked it? And Tom, don't push me over the edge here because I'll say the words myself and I'll be out of here. I'll leave you.
You'll never quit this job.
If you can do a music shift on your own, I'll do a music shift. Go for it.
Oh, I'm going to be a teacher. I don't think I'll do radio full time.
Yeah, I could. Oh. Just watch me. Mate, year 10s love me.
Do they?
Yes. They're like, oi, sir, you're the best. Go away.
Don't they, didn't they realise that you'd done a radio show or something? Or no, they asked, what did they think that you did for a job again?
Nah, one class thought I was a model. Because they Googled me, like,
that's right.
Mr. Morris, and they found a model. And I was like, that's not me. And they found nudes of a different person. And I'm like, that's not me. They're like, show me this nude guy. And I'm like, that's not me. And they're going, it is you.
Hang on. Why weren't you saying, put that away? You can't be doing that at school.
Well, my first instinct was just to deny the nude guy was me.
I think you are the worst teacher ever.
Well, that's why I do it once a month.
Oh, hey, Matt, how you doing?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Welcome to Monday night. Have you ever said
Thank
the
you.
Words, yeah, well, I quit?
Yeah, mate, I walked out on a company after 3 days.
Oh, man.
Mate, long story short, the bloke was paying a hell of a lot of money for security on his million-dollar property.
Oh, yeah.
He complained about the security not being done correctly. I brought it up with the managers.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day, mate, it kept getting turned away, On the fourth day, mate, this bloke hit the roof, and I thought, well, I'm no longer going to take this.
No.
I actually took the phone upstairs and put it on to the CEO, and I said, now you deal with it.
Yeah.
He wasn't too impressed with that, and well, I thought I was with a reputable company, and I basically said, well, stick it in your clacker.
Yeah, right. Nice. Oh, yeah. God.
And what is it like to work for a multimillionaire, though, at a property like that? Is it weird?
Couldn't
Do you see some, like, crazy stuff?
Well, look, at the end of the day, that was our responsibility to look after that area.
Yeah.
And the bloke was paying for a service that he wasn't getting, and I
think I need more Red Bull, Tom. I need some more Red Bull after that. I'm not sure. I couldn't follow.
I don't know why you're worried about that story. It was a fine enough story.
Was he a security guard?
Yes.
Couldn't tell which part of the business he was working at.
He was a security guard for a multi-million dollar company.
More Red Bull, then.
Switch on, buddy. Lift. That's what I'd say. Hey, Darren, how you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. Yeah, I've quit twice in the last week.
Oh, mate, you're addicted to quitting. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an interstate truck driver. First, I got it sent to Brisbane in an old Scania. Didn't even have curtains. Didn't have a bed. It was 34 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
So, pull the pin, $300. And then Last week I went to parks all week, and you know what I mean? You can't make money on that road, up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah, right.
Sure. So I just quit on the spot. I do it quite often.
Is it fun?
It's pretty easy to find a job as a truck driver.
Is it exhilarating?
How do you quit, though? Do you have to call someone, or do you just walk away from the truck, or what?
I just go back and give them the fuel card and give them the keys and say, see you later.
Really? How do they take that?
I'm all looking at it.
Yeah.
They want to pay? They don't want to pay, right? Well, that's the way that it works.
Yeah, I feel like it would be exhilarating, though.
Keep trucking along.
Oh, mate, keep trucking.
Got to keep trucking along here as
well. Keep on trucking, Darren. Hey, Brad.
Brad. Big Brad.
Oh, how are you?
Hey, mate.
Good start.
Don't quit now, mate. What's going on?
Look, when I was younger, I used to work at Macca's, and I was a shift assistant manager, and they asked me to go do something. I'm like, nah, you know what, mate? I quit. And there was just a whole box of 500 eggs sitting there. I just knocked them over and said, I'm out.
The key part of the story is surely what they asked you to do. Yeah. They asked you to do just a basic task, and you said, you know what, I quit. Why would you quit?
Yeah, it was Sunday afternoon, and I was over it. I'm like, I'm over this. And I think they asked me to go clean the toilets and out the front or something. I'm like, you know what, I quit, mate.
go and salt those chips some more. No, I'm done with that.
I love the idea of knocking over a whole pallet of eggs on the way out. It's like, boom.
It's really annoying.
There's my mark.
Yeah.
Made.
Take that.
You've got egg on your floor now.
Do you want some Red Bull, mate?
No, I'm good.
No?
One triple.
Oh, you got a green tea. That's how you get up and about, isn't it? Oh, look at me. I'm getting
mate,
crazy
not enough
on
time.
Green tea.
Not enough time. Hang on, I'm going to have to pause this
Big
song.
Big dog
now.
Here drinking a Red Bull.
Jeez, mate, you're trying to do one
I got
job.
Wings. What do you got? A green tea. You got a tea bag hanging out your ear.
133353. Have you said the words, yeah, well, I quit? Give us a call. 133353. I'll try that for a second time there. This is Zombie Bad Wolves. No time to do any green tea.
How's your green tea? Oh, sorry.
You're Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Zombie Bad Wolves. Triple M's Tom and Ollie hanging out with you at 10 o'clock. We'll ask, are you in a gang very soon? Or have you been in a gang? Looking forward to that one. Some heavy stuff might come out of that. But 133353, have you ever walked off the job? Have you ever just said, you know what? I quit.
Yeah. Like there's Gold Coast Commonwealth Games security guard staff, Tom. 4,000 of them were hired.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of them have walked off the job saying it's no good.
That's been alleged by news.com.
Speaking of the games, though, I've just seen on the telly that there's
Channel 7.
Been 91 medals. We've won 91 medals. We're winning the tally.
Yeah.
I thought we just started the games.
Yeah, I thought they'd been just like...
How have we alone, Australia, won 91 medals? Do they do like 1,000 events in the first few days?
I think we've done 2 weeks of Comedy Festival, haven't we? So it's been going for
2 weeks.
Has
our life just sort
I think
of...
I our life
We've missed the last 2 weeks of the world.
I think we have.
Okay. Well, go Aussie. Go, as they say. Grain of gold.
Go
up us.
Aussie, go. Is that what they say?
No, that's not a thing.
Hey, Victor. How you doing?
Yeah, good, mate.
Welcome to Monday night. Yeah. Have you said the words, yeah, well, I quit?
Oh, multiple times, but one time that reminded me when you guys were talking about Albury.
Oh, yeah.
I was working in a place in Albury, and, you know, the lady there.
Hang on, where was it? Buddy Paddy's Bar or something?
No, it was actually the commercial club.
Oh, classy venue, the commercial club.
Plenty of pokies money going there.
Oh, that's good. Oh.
Yeah, but the lady's name was Betty, and she was a real ogre.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
Seriously, she told me I had to wash ashtrays, and I said, I will not wash ashtrays because I don't smoke.
Yeah,
I said, fair enough, if you smoke and you want to wash them, fine.
Yep.
But I will not wash them as a kitchen hand. And that was a long time ago because we had to wash them by hand. But I turned around and said, I refuse. And she turned around and said, well, you'll lose your job. And I said, fine, I quit, and threw the tea towel and everything at her, the washcloth, everything.
Everything.
And... the girl that I was working with, I actually felt sorry for her.
Oh.
And, you know, I sort of waited a couple of hours and, you know, I knew she'd have a break, and I sort of met her outside, and she was a bit upset, but she says, oh, everyone's so glad you stood up to her because she was an absolute bitch.
Yeah.
And she said, get out of my swamp.
No.
He said that. Because he said before that she...
No, she didn't say that. She said, get out my swamp.
Don't care. Yeah, good stuff, Victor. I appreciate the Albury reference as well.
Hey, Rory.
Rory.
Hey, guys.
Hey, mate.
Where'd you work? Not a Macca's, but maybe a different version of?
No, when I was back when I was 15, I did a group interview with Hungry Jack's, got the job. And first shift I was meant to start, I never even got behind the counter. I walked in, I said, yeah, look, I quit, handed them a letter of resignation, and they said, what are you talking about? It's your first shift. And I said, oh, I don't really care, and I just walked out again.
Why?
Yeah, why?
I never wanted to be a part of the fast food game at all, so I just thought that was it.
But why did you rock up there in the first place?
I was 15, I wanted money, but I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Had to do it.
What do you do these days?
I'm in the Navy now.
Oh, yeah. It's a good commitment.
It's still not as good.
Sounds like you walked in there just to quit, just to feel good about yourself, just to be able to go, I'm better than this.
Oh, look, it was part of it probably, but definitely just didn't want to be in the fast food game. But yeah, like I said, now I'm a chef in the Navy, so it doesn't really help.
It's like medium-paced food probably.
Yeah, that's it.
Give it a crack, Tom.
Do it. Kelly Jones, not far away, lead singer from the Stereophonics. We'll get him on the phone for a chat.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Like the kid from Uncle Buck.
Where do you live?
The city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
On a rent?
Rent.
They've got questions.
That's my job.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, mate, an iconic band. The Stereophonics are coming to the country. They're touring all around. For complete tour and ticketing details, visit livenation.com.au. But they've just announced a second Brisbane show, Ollie.
It's good stuff, Tom. And on this show, we don't just have questions. We also do the hard-hitting musical interviews, don't we?
Well, that is having questions.
Yeah, true. But, you know, this is a different, you know, in a way, we don't do a whole lot of this stuff. But we are blessed to have, up next, Kelly Jones from the Stereophonics.
Oh, it's going to be great. What are you going to ask him?
Well, I have questions.
That's good.
So, just you wait.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Higher Ground, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We'll have Amy Cunningham in here probably just around about 8 o'clock.
Tom, we don't get a whole lot of musical interviews on this show. We seem to get shafted in that sense.
I know.
So it's a real honour when they come through. And I got to say, it's a real honour to chat to these guys. I was a massive fan of their very first album back in 97. It's the Stereophonics. That album, of course, was Word Gets Around. But the Stereophonics lead vocalist and lead guitarist, Kelly Jones, joins us on the phone. Evening, Kelly. Are we talking evening right now for you?
We're talking morning for me.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, good morning.
It's nice to speak to you boys. Yeah. Good morning to you. Good evening to you.
Now, Stereophonics, you guys are, I guess, what you're doing right now is gearing up for a tour down south. You're coming down to Australia. I'm reading here half the shows are already sold out, mate. That must be, is that just kind of always nice to read? Oh, great. Show sold out.
Yeah. It's not something you ever take for granted, you know. We've just finished like a massive European and UK arena shows, and we're excited to come down to Australia to, you know, to take the music to the people down there. We haven't been down there for about 5 years, so the band's, you know, pretty pumped at the minute. We're playing really well, and you know, it's our 20th year, and we've got 10 albums worth of stuff to pick and choose from, so the show's been, you know, very diverse, from about 26, 27 songs, but you know, the main skeleton of the set is all the big hitters and all the big songs that people love. And there's a lot of kids in the show, man. The last three albums have brought a lot of 16-year-old kids who've never heard the band before, just discovered the band, and they're loving all the new stuff as well. So it's a proper mix-up of people, and it's been great.
I feel like you guys have got a pretty consistent sound, which kind of makes sense. And it's funny how you said 20-year anniversary, that'd be for the first album, but 25 years if you're counting when you started together. What's your real anniversary? Do you count the first album or when the band started?
We don't really, to be honest with you, we always kind of just keep going forward, to be honest, mate. We did a little show for Word Gets Around in London, a little club, which was quite fun, you know, did all the B-sides and that album in its entirety. Took us a little while to remember half of them, but it was a good crack at the same time. We don't really celebrate much of the anniversary, just keep going. Otherwise, you'd be doing it every 2 years, you know what I mean? Every album is an anniversary.
Oh, yeah, make a big deal about it, sure.
With this latest album, Scream Above the Sounds, what's it like? Do you go through a change of sound? Do you go, okay, guys, we need to reinvent the wheel here? Or do you kind of just get down to it and go, guys, let's be Stereophonics again?
Well, each record has got some sort of, you know, a shift on there. You know, if you follow the band for 20 years and you get into each album, then you can see that shift move as it goes along. But it's not something you sit down and go, let's try to do something massively different. You stumble across accidents, you know, when we did Dakota, you know, with the synthesizer and all that. Mm. That was different, and graffiti in the train was a very different sound when we were using David Arnold doing the orchestral stuff. You know, he did all the James Bond soundtracks. So you just stumble across little happy accidents, and then they take you down an avenue and you kind of follow it through, you know, and then the record becomes its own unique sound within the collection, I guess.
Yeah, do you reflect on the fact that Dakota has got that slightly more electronic sound to some of your other stuff, and it was one of the biggest hits, and do you then go, oh, should we try and do more of that, or you just follow your gut?
Yeah, I mean, Dakota is one of those tracks that just appeals to everybody the same way in every country of the world. You know, if I could bottle that recipe, then I would do it again. But I don't really know why it connects so hard with people. But, you know, we usually close the show with it and everybody walks out of there in a very, very good mood and they're all going mental. So I'm glad that I wrote that song and I'm glad that we've got that song. But thankfully, you know, there's a bunch of others in the set list that everybody knows as well, you know.
Well, you're playing in Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth. Do you have a favourite spot, Kelly, that you like to go when you come to Oz?
Well, we've been coming here since 96 and each album has had a different experience for us. You know, we've been all different ages and different things going on in life at different times. So I remember the first time we came down here, they stuck us in a golf course on some apartment on the beach. And, you know, when you're 23 and in the Gold Coast, and then I think that was a great experience. We were down there for about 3 weeks. We came directly from LA, so we were away from home for about 3 months. So I remember that being quite a messy experience, and we had a good time doing that one.
And a bit of sunburn as well, possibly.
Yeah, you know, it was all right, man. But, you know, we've never done the Opera House before, so the key to keep coming back to different countries is to find something new each time you come for that experience and keep it fresh.
Awesome.
So we're excited about doing some new venues and stuff like that, so it'd be great. I'm excited about it.
Kelly, can we expect any new songs from the Stereophonics when you guys are playing over in Oz?
Well, the last two times I've been down there, you know, I wrote I Want to Get Lost with You in a hotel room in Sydney, and the usual, I wrote We Share the Same Sun in the same hotel room in Sydney. So I'm hoping when I get down there, I'll have another one.
Yeah. Just wheel it out for the first time on debut.
That Sydney sea air, the artistic air that Sydney has. Well, we can't wait to see you guys.
I think it's more the jet lag and the lager, but yeah.
Whatever it is, it works. Cool.
We can't wait to see you guys. For complete tour and ticketing details, visit livenation.com.au. Kelly Jones from the Stereophonics, thank you so much.
Thanks, boys. All the best, man.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, Dakota, Stereophonics, so excited to see them in the country. They're touring around it. And of course, that second Brisbane show has been added.
Oh, can you clear your throat, buddy? God.
For complete tour and ticketing details, visit livenation.com.au. Go see the Stereophonics. And Kelly, what a lovely man to have on the phone.
Yeah, good guy.
So nice.
But also, Tom, it is your job just to make sure your voice is fit for broadcast. So before you come back from a song, maybe just clear your throat first.
Okay, thanks for the tips. I'll write that down.
Yeah, good. Write it down. Now, before we do get to the comedy stuff, we've got Amy Cunningham coming in here.
Comedian.
That's a tongue twister.
Amy Cunningham, Canadian comedian.
Coming in here in about 10 minutes' time. So get pumped for that. But before that, I just thought we should get Belle, our producer, in. And Tom, we love to get Belle involved in the show, don't we, Belle?
Hey, Belle.
Yeah, you do.
Good to see you again. On the weekend, we had a few drinks. That was lovely. You were in fine form.
You were having such a great time the other night.
We've been to a festival all day, and we saw you in the evening, and you were probably about to go home for a cup of tea or something, because you were...
You know it.
You were a very responsible girl. But now, it's not about this, though. It's about something you said today in our meeting pre-show. We've got some conspiracy theories coming up on Wednesday this week with a guy from Vice. But you've discovered what you think is a fairly new conspiracy that you wanted to... You discovered it today or yesterday and you want to tell us about it?
Well, now you're just being mean because
we're not being mean.
No,
I thought,
we'd never be mean. What? Tell us about it.
I learnt about this conspiracy theory on Friday.
No way.
And I thought it was really fascinating.
Yeah. Describe what happens. What is it?
What's the conspiracy?
What's the theory?
So I was with a mate and he said, a plane flew over us. We're outside, obviously. And he said, oh, see all that, like the smoke, the white stuff coming out the back, like they use for the riding.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently there's this conspiracy theory that it's the government doing that on purpose and it contains like stuff to spread disease. And then.
Yeah, it's called chemtrailing.
Yeah.
Yeah, chemtrails.
And chemtrails,
then And then you said, what? And then Tom said chemtrails. I said chemtrails.
It's chemtrails.
Everyone in the office turned their heads, about 40 people, and all said,
yeah, it's called chemtrails. Chemtrails, Belle. It's called chemtrails.
You heard of chemtrails?
Well, I have now. I'm a part of the gang. I know about chemtrails.
You're buying into it.
How cool are they?
Are you a bit of an anti-government kind of girl?
No.
You would be.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. After your big festival on the weekend, you go home in the evening, have a quiet glass of wine and read
you
about
guys
anti-government,
were out as long
anti-government
as I was.
Theories. That's what you're doing, aren't you?
Yeah, well, no. I thought it was fascinating. I thought I would bring it to the table and say, hey, guys, ahead of Wednesday when we're talking conspiracy theories,
I think
I can launch with this one.
DiCaprio is a big chemtrails guy.
Is he?
Yes.
What are the chemtrails supposed to be doing?
Well, it spreads disease so that it's...
Ask Belle. I mean, she's the...
Yeah,
I know
true,
all
that's
about
true.
It.
You're a professional.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's to help, control the numbers of the population. Population control.
Control the numbers of the population. What, so the chemtrails are killing people?
Yeah, because we're becoming overpopulated, so just kill a few people and we'll be fine. That's the whole idea.
Is that happening? Oh, my God.
That's insane.
It's a theory, and you know it.
Oh, no, Belle, I can't believe that's true.
What does chemtrails even stand? Yeah. Do you know what it stands for?
Chemical trails.
Oh, yeah, boom. Yeah, nice.
Well, thank you for teaching us that one.
You are welcome. We can chat more about it on Wednesday.
Yeah, we got Jacob Watts coming in from Vice to talk all things conspiracy theories. Up next, though, Amy Cunningham, Canadian comedian, comes in.
Yes. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
That big second hour of the show, Ollie.
Here it is, Tom. And we've just learned from Belle, our producer, that chemtrails exist, which was nice. Oh. God bless Belle. She late to the game on chemtrails. But the theory is, of course, that there's planes dropping gases on the planet to poison people and then probably fund medicine.
Whoa, whoa. Not apparently. We've got Chris on 133353. Chris, the government is up to this, aren't they?
Yeah, no, this is absolutely true. Yeah. But maybe not gases so much. But look, aluminium's poison.
Yeah.
These scientists got together and thought about global warming.
Oh, yeah.
If we let planes drop heaps of tiny bits of aluminium, it will help reflect the sun's rays. And it worked to an extent, but it also kept the heat in at night. And if you remember the Beijing Olympics, the Chinese actually gloated how they manipulated the weather to make sure it didn't rain on the opening ceremony.
You know? Okay,
I would not risk someone ringing me and saying, you're an idiot.
It's good though. I believe that. Yeah. I would believe that if I did believe it.
Amy Cunningham, Canadian comedian, welcome to the show. What do we think about all this?
That was a lot.
I think Chris had more there. Chris had a lot more. Amy.
Well, Chris, hold your comments for Wednesday when we will be talking conspiracy theories.
We are joined by Amy Cunningham, Canadian or Toronto-based comedian, or should I say Toronto?
I'm open to either.
Okay, I have been told by Canadians that Toronto is, if you're local, that's how you say it.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing that I have heard Toronto people say. Yeah. It's fine, but you know.
No, it's not fine. It's go hard on me. Like, if I'm getting it wrong, you got to tell me, Amy.
Well, no, because you all say like Melbourne.
Mm. Yeah, how would you say it?
Melbourne.
Oh, okay. No, we'll have to fix that. Amy Cunningham, stick around. We're going to chat all things your show, Eat the Teeth, which is playing at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival right now. Stick around. This is a small town. John Mellencamp. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, the comedian, second home. Small town, John Mellencamp, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. And we will collect your debt very soon in a game we call Debt Collectors. Maybe you've... owed a little bit of money from the weekend.
It's no game, mate. It's a bloody serious job that someone's got to do.
It's real
and
life.
Debt collecting, you know, we take that mantle very seriously and we get the job done.
And here at Triple M with Tom and Ollie, we're the comedian second home and we're bloody lucky to have Amy Cunningham in the studio all the way from Toronto. Thank you so much for coming in. I saw you at the festival club. No, Toronto.
No, it's Toronto.
I'm going to say Toronto.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. Saw your set at the festival club the other night, a bit of a late night set. You killed it, did amazing stuff.
Thank you.
How's your festival been going so far?
It's good. That set was fun. I was telling a story about like another set that I had done that was kind of just one of those awkward situations where like it was a hot crowd
hot crowd as in... sexy like, or
hot crowd is in very into the comedy, like laughing at everything.
That's good.
And then this happens every once in a while. Like there was just it was mostly men on the lineup, and then like every time a woman got on, everyone just got very very tense.
Right, yeah, okay. Hot crowds aren't always a good thing sometimes. Then
it's fine. Actually, yeah, I kind of like a difficult room because it's more fun to like win them over.
Yeah.
Or not win them over.
That's also more interesting
yeah.
and emotionally challenging.
Yeah.
I think it's important for our listeners to get a bit of a visual. You've got a long shock of blonde hair. I would say one side of your head is shaved.
It's both sides.
Both sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's very striking. You look almost, it's sort of a Scandinavian look, but that's inaccurate. You're from Canada.
I'm from Canada, yeah.
Do you, have you always had this hairstyle?
For about 8 years now.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I guess it would be hard to grow it out once you have the sides shaved,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
I think I will probably just shave off the top, but it has by accident become part of my head. It's just like who I am now.
Yeah.
It's part of your image.
Yeah.
It's your thing.
It's your brand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is your brand, Amy? Like, tell us about your brand.
My brand?
Yeah.
Everyone's got a brand these days, yeah, you know? Yeah. Like, you have to put your brand.
Like, Tom's
forward.
Brand, for example, is a bit of a wanker, but he knows, like a self-aware wanker. Who owns?
Wait, yeah. Tom, were you self-aware of your wankerness before this moment?
Apparently I was, but you know.
My brother, so my brother saw our show, our comedy show last night, sketch show, and Tom was playing the role of a host in our show, a TV host.
Yeah.
A bit of a wanky host, would you say, Tom? And my brother's girlfriend said Tom is playing a wanker role, but it was kind of true to himself as well. Too real?
A little bit real, you know. It's a Monday evening, you know. Usually on a Monday evening, you reassess your life.
Mate, all I'm saying is know your brand.
Mate, we're here to chat to Amy Cunningham, that I'm a wanker.
I'm illustrating,
you know?
Brand. If that's Tom's brand, and you can read the vibe. You're getting the aura. Everyone gets the aura.
Yeah.
What do you think your brand is?
My brand, I think, you know, it's different, like what we think our brand is and then like what other people think it is. So I get like, you saw my set after, you, like it went well, it was a fun set. And then so afterwards, a guy came up to me and was like, I'm just going to be super honest.
Here we go.
And he was just like, were you really nervous? And and then I was like, no. And he's like, oh, is that just like your thing?
Yeah.
But it's also a weird thing to have to reassure people like that. This is just how I talk.
Yeah.
I feel fine right now. Everything's fine for me. But it kind of makes other people uncomfortable. So I feel like people would perceive my brand to be kind of like awkward and uncomfortable, but I feel fine.
Yeah, yeah. On this show, we have cut off that the word fine, though, can stand for freaked out, insecure, nervous, and E something.
And E.
Yeah,
right.
Remember that? Yeah, yeah, is that a thing?
I mean, yeah. I mean, in
I hate
that
to delve too deep. You know,
yeah,
but,
I know.
But we're here, so.
Yeah. Let's get my whole family in here.
Well, your show, it sounds like your show Eat the Teeth does explore deep stuff. Can I read this back to you, which you probably wrote?
Yeah.
It explores the way we package our various selves, from the dairy alternative in your coffee to the person in your bed. Amy analyzes her behaviors like ingredients listed in a can, on a can of human. So you kind of
That's
like
so
to
amazing.
Dissect a bit. What kinds of things do you like to dissect about people?
Well, it's a little bit about how different parts of ourselves, or like different parts of like what we consume, or what we do, the like behaviors that we take part in, how they can accidentally become who you are. Like having a stupid haircut can like become part of your identity by accident, and how often it is something that you wouldn't necessarily like want to make part of your identity because you think it's irrelevant, but you just, if it's like something that you're always defending, then it just becomes like part of who you are because you're just talking about it all the time.
Yeah,
I like that.
Like Tom's mustache.
Okay,
interesting.
Do you have to defend that often?
Apparently I do. Apparently a mustache is such a large.
What are you, a porn star? That's what you get.
But then I'm like, yes, I am.
Well, you know? But also you're not. He's not, Amy.
But I am.
All right.
All right.
Well, I could be.
Who to trust?
Amy, do you mind sticking around?
Yeah, I will stick around.
Amazing. So good. Make sure you go see Amy if you're in town in Melbourne. Tickets at comedyfestival.com.au. You can search Amy Cunningham or Eat the Teeth. More from Amy after this. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Bittersweet Symphony, The Verve. Oh, one to get you up and about for the Monday night.
Not really.
That's why I said it.
Okay.
Satire.
Get your emotions up and about.
Satire. Mm-hmm. Ironic.
Yeah.
I said it ironically, Ori. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. I hope you're having a good Monday night. Amy Cunningham, Canadian comedian, is here.
Yes.
So good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Now, in your show, Eat the Teeth, which you can get tickets if you're in Melbourne at comedyfestival.com.au, you explore the idea of cannibalism.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about this.
Well, just the ethical kind of cannibalism, because I'm an environmentalist.
Okay.
So I'm just exploring some alternative environmentalist options.
Okay.
Right.
That's what I'm bringing. I'm currently a vegan, but I'm thinking about making the switch
to cannibalism.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just to reduce.
That's like a real U-turn.
Yeah. Well, I mostly. I'm a vegan for environmental reasons. excuse me. It just occurred to me that maybe that could be like a even better choice is to just eat people.
Yeah.
Who are creating all these greenhouse gases.
Yeah, and so reduce numbers of
carbon emissions.
Yeah,
yeah,
and people eat other meat as well.
Yeah. So I'm just want to fix things.
Do you spend a lot of the show exploring that idea, or how much?
Probably about you know.
Flush it out. Pardon the pun.
Have we pardoned this pun?
Can we pardon this pun? I don't know. We'll have to.
I'll get the thumbs up from outside. We pardoned it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah, nice.
Bell's in, right. In charge. Yeah. Producer.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm glad that you keep a priest on hand.
Well, I wouldn't say Belle's a priest after.
No, not after seeing her on Friday night.
Okay, jeez. Let's let Belle.
She had a good time at a festival.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, just not a priest, though. In fact, you can't have lady priests, I don't think. Are we going to go there, or should we?
You can have, sorry?
Lady priests.
I don't know. Yeah. I have been flyering, and I know that we're totally off topic now, but
that's cool.
I have been flyering. And I was like, oh, look at these clean-cut young men. I'm going to flyer. And then I was like...
Flyering is giving out a flyer to people, right?
Yeah.
To come to your show.
Yeah. Like a little piece of paper that has an illustrated version of my face.
It's
on
an
it.
Ad. It's an ad in person.
Yeah. It's and then I was like, look at these clean-cut young men. Here, I'm going to give you my flyer. And then I was like, sorry, I'm really distracted by how similarly you're dressed. Oh, you're Mormons.
Oh, nice.
And then, so they gave me some tips on, you know, the sales pitch.
Yeah, because they'd be having it down pat, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they're pretty good, I think. And they're like, we just like to really make a connection with people. And and this is how we do it. We don't have flyers. We just have... the Lord. So I told them they could come for free, but then they haven't done that yet.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
They're busy.
I know. Well, yeah. Well, I was like, all right, boys, you're going to be exposed to some hard truths. You better get ready.
Would you say if you were religious, or are you at all? If not, what would you be closest to?
I dabble and joke about Buddhism, but like about the kind of Buddhism that someone like me would do. Like I joke about all the kind of like affectations that I have of kind of new agey spiritual.
Go to Nepal, go to India, that kind of thing, or sitting for 5 hours straight.
I've done some sitting. Done a bit of that. I'm wearing a crystal right now, which
I wasn't gonna mention it.
No, yeah, it's okay. It's actually on my poster too. I had the designer put the crystal in.
And what's the crystal doing?
It's just, you know, showing everyone like this is what Amy's gonna talk about, crystals.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you talk to her, you might want to, you just like really know what your star sign is.
Amy's not going to bang on about strong economic growth, you know, maybe.
We could talk about that as well.
Well, make sure you go see Amy's show, Eat the Teeth. Tickets at comedyfestival.com.au if you are hanging out in Melbourne. Amy, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You're an absolute legend.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks.
We'll play a game. Well, not a game.
It's a game, mate.
It's a real
life.
We're collecting debt. We'll do that next. This is Whole Lot of Love. Led Zeppelin, Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Sucks.
Whole Lot of Love, Led Zeppelin, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. So good to have Amy Cunningham in here. Really, really funny show. Go see it at the Comedy Festival if you are in Melbourne.
Yeah.
But we have been smashing the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, Ollie. We've been in town for it.
Yes.
It's been a massive whole collection of comedians and stuff. And producer Belle, you came the other night to some comedy with us, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Was it Friday night or Saturday night?
Saturday.
Because you've been at Ability Fest.
Yeah.
A festival, and you'd watch some music.
Mm-hmm. It was so good to see you. I was we were in the bar and I had the guy that I've been hanging out
Bell's with. Bell's hating this.
Why are you, what are you so worried about?
Because you just randomly said, get in here. Yeah. We're going to chat to you.
Please. Yeah. Please.
Please.
Oh.
We would have said please.
Definitely and would have said please. We always now, use our manners when we talk to you, madam.
Well, now I know what you're going to bring up.
You're gorgeous.
Well, we were at the bar the other night just before seeing a bit of comedy and you rocked up and it was the first time you'd seen the boy that I've been hanging out with quite a bit.
Not boyfriend. You're very,
we're not
very
official
clear
on that,
aren't you, Tom? Not boyfriend.
We're not official on it yet.
Seth.
Fresh.
Seth, the Trump voter. The Trump man. But, the Make America Great Again.
But I don't know if you can remember this, but you kind of just stared at him.
Nah.
Like when you rocked up, I said, oh, Belle, this is Seth. We talked about him on the show a bit, and you just went,
I think she put her hands to her mouth and was just like, oh.
He's beautiful.
He's what?
Yeah, but you didn't even say that. I think you just, you were silenced.
What did you say?
He's gorgeous.
He's
you're
gorgeous.
You're a very lucky man.
You spoke at him.
No, I didn't.
You spoke about him to Tom. Like about him.
Well, I'm very
in front
sorry.
Of him.
I don't have any memory of that, so it probably didn't happen.
Producer Bell. Producer Bell. I'm just going to say one thing here, mate.
Yeah, what?
Back off, sister.
You just said you're not
back
actually with him.
Back right off.
You're not with him. You're not. It's not official.
Tom's jealous. Are you threatened, Tom?
I'm not.
Because you,
mate, I'm not threatened. If there was Producer Bell and there was me standing in a room, I'm pretty sure I know who people would choose.
Mate, I don't know.
That's all I'm saying.
Do you know Belle? She's pretty efficient when it comes to having success.
Who's a model, guys?
You
know what
I mean? Well, I'm a model. Have you seen my latest Instagram post? If you haven't, at Tom Bainbridge on Instagram.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It isn't. I'm an influencer.
It's budgie smugglers. No one wants...
It's not budgie smugglers. Don't you dare say that. It's Sluggers. The swimwear brand Sluggers. They do great stuff. Go out and get Sluggers.
I don't care about
Sluggers.
The brand. The actual style of bather is called a budgie smuggler. Oh, you idiot.
I call them Sluggers.
Anyway, Belle, I think what you're doing is great. Keep it going. Keep threatening Tom.
No.
Keep hitting on Seth. Make him awkward. Make Tom awkward.
Mate.
Make everyone awkward because as a bystander, it's fun to watch.
I can easily do that.
And again, just back off.
I got Seth's number.
Oh, God.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Tom and Ollie, they've got questions. We understand if you do too.
What the hell is that?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Mate, you'd chuck the numbers 133353 into your phone right now if a mate or someone you know owes you cash.
Does someone owe you cash? Maybe over the weekend you went out with a friend, you bought a couple of rounds. You thought they'd pay you back, you thought they'd buy a round, but they didn't.
It's something that we like to call...
They just didn't.
Tom and Ollie are debt collectors.
Pay back.
Where's my money?
Triple M's Tom and Ollie are...
Show me the money.
The debt collectors. I want my money, man.
Oh, that's good. 133353. Who owes you money? Let's get it back for you.
Yeah, here's how it works. You call us, tell us who owes you money. We'll get their number. We'll call them for you on the radio and demand that cash back.
Yeah, 100% success rate so far. Yep. 133353. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Gang of Youths, Let Me Down Easy. The award-winning, ARIA award-winning Gang of Youths. That's right. Triple M's Tom and Ollie right
Tom,
here.
You've just asked for a tea to be sent in. Like some kind of diva rock
bring in
god.
Indiana. Oh, yeah. What is that? Is that hot lemon and honey?
Yeah, I took half
of it. Oh, it took half of it?
Mate,
you're
broadcasting on national radio and you're just saying, yeah, bring my tea in. Yeah, bring it in. I want it hot. I want it hot.
I want my tea hot. Come on, mate.
And you wonder why I say you're a wanker and your brand is self-aware wanker.
I'm no wanker.
Where's my money?
Triple M's Tom and Ollie are...
Show me the money.
The debt collectors. I want my money, man.
Here's how it works. You give us a call, 133353. We go, hey, what's your debt? And they go, oh, my mate Robbo owes me 6 pints from the weekend. And we go, we'll call Robbo. We call Robbo and they go, Robbo, give your money back to John. And then John goes, thank you for getting my money back, Tom and Ollie.
Or maybe Alice owes you for 6 Chardonnays and 2 Pinot Gris.
Is that what happened on the weekend?
No, it's just a female version.
Oh, right.
A lady spin.
Yeah, okay.
For some Chardies, some white wines.
Yeah, because we've got a friend called Alice, so I was thinking, does she owe you that many?
It was definitely as a realness to my example. But, I know I had beers.
I don't know. Will you owe you anything, do I?
I don't think so. I think we're pretty square for once.
Pretty even. That's good.
We're pretty straight.
Are we? Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Good, guys. Thanks.
Mate, you've called this number. You're in desperate times. It's desperate measures. What's the deal?
What's the deal?
Guys, look, I've got got $30 outstanding from one of the guys in their Herald Sun Supercoach competition.
Okay, so $30 you said?
$30, yeah, that's right.
So, sorry, what was the debt owing from?
So it's a bit of a, you know, buy-in for a cash league of fantasy football, Herald Sun Supercoach, and one of the bikes hasn't paid up.
Okay, and so we're into round, three of the AFL now, so is that what it is, AFL?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know...
paid up prior to round one.
Everyone else has paid up, and just this guy hasn't.
Correct.
What's his name, Nick?
Tristan.
Oh, Tristan.
Tristan yet to pay up. All right, so I'm going to note down the details of this case, because obviously it's a case study now. Mm. So Tristan owes you $30 for the Herald Sun Supercoach League that he has not paid up for, but he is playing, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
How is he going so far in the competition?
Yeah, no good at all.
Oh, okay.
He's not taking the money and run.
Is that why he feels like he may have de-invested emotionally and also financially?
Correct.
All right. Okay, so Nick, so hang on the line. Here's how it works. We'll have to track down Tristan now, you know, with whatever means it takes.
Oh.
We'll send people out in the streets.
Yeah.
We will have...
carrier pigeons.
The entire sales team hang back tonight to call.
I've actually got a pet eagle that knows people by their friends' voices.
Okay.
So I've just told the eagle now, hey, this is what Nick's voice is. Go find Tristan, his mate.
Excellent work, Tom.
Thank you.
Wedge-tailed?
No, it's his own type of eagle. It's...
All right, that's enough of that. I don't think... Are you going anywhere with that?
I was just going to make a comedy bit that just does this.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Okay, cool. One triple. Sure. No, we'll call you. Don't worry. You don't need to call us right now.
No, Tristan. We will call you. We'll find you, Tristan.
Oh, yeah.
For Nick. Nick, hang tight. We're going to get your money back. Oh, it's $30. Not a lot of money, but it's something.
Oh, come on.
And it's
what is that?
A friendship on the line as well.
It's a whole bunch of beers. Stick around. Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
3.0 Grays.
When you come, crowded house. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Speaking of that, a naughty after nine not far away, we will ask, what do you do in the nude? Ooh, cheeky stuff.
Well, also, Tom, more seriously, I want to get to this one. Mm. Have you been to rehab?
Yeah.
I'm very keen for that. I want to learn about what happens in those doors, behind those closed walls.
Right now, I know what you're saying. Like, you're saying, Tom, play the opener. And I go, okay.
Where's my money?
Triple M's Tom and Ollie are...
Show me the money.
The debt collectors.
I want my money, man.
That's it, Tom. I'm also thinking, drink some more tea, you crazy cat.
Oh, good,
get this Monday firing.
Good.
Because
hot lemon and honey.
Why not? But we are collecting debt. It's a Monday favourite. Mm. Now Nick's called up, and Nick said that he has a mate who owes him money. Now can Tristan, who we're searching for now and getting debt from, can he hear this?
No, he can't hear this.
Great. Yeah. Okay, so we've got Nick here. Nick, you've asked for your money back from Tristan. It's $30 that he didn't pay to be involved in what again?
A Supercoach competition, the Herald Sun Supercoach competition, where
Supercoach.
You get all your players together and play against each other's teams.
Yeah, serious stuff. And just a side note, how are you going? Who's your best player?
Oh, Nat Fyfe.
Yeah, Fyfe.
Nat Fyfe, he's back, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, good. He's back.
Back
he's
after one of quite a year. Obviously,
get on him for the Brownlow.
Tom plays for...
One of the best. Plays for Richmond.
Fremantle.
Good try, Tom.
Did he ever play for Richmond?
No.
Okay.
Never.
Who am I thinking of that plays for Richmond?
A lot of players.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Dustin Martin, maybe.
Oh, I was thinking
Although, if it's Alex Rance, he's the hottie.
No, he's not hot.
He's
you
so
always
hot.
Say that. Man.
Alex Rance is a hottie.
What do you reckon, Nick? Alex Rance, hottie?
Can play football at least.
Hot fullback. Yeah. All right, Nick, we've hunted down Tristan. We've found your mate who owes you money, so we're going to have to put him through a bit of cross-examination now just to really ascertain the details. Now, Tristan, welcome to live radio on Triple M with Tom and Ollie.
Thank you very much.
You might be in a bit of a question mark or a haze as to why you're here.
Yeah, so I'm tipping someone's dubbed me in.
Yeah, mate, you've been dubbed in. I'm going to lay some facts down to you, and you're going to have to agree or disagree, okay?
Okay.
Tristan, is it true that you have a bunch of friends that like to get together and play a fantasy football league?
True.
True, okay. Is it true that it's the Herald Sun Supercoach?
True.
Okay. How many years have you done this Supercoach for?
It'd be more than 10.
Yeah, more than 10 years, okay. And so you know how it works, you know how the process goes, signing up and whatnot?
Yes.
What's the fee?
$30.
Yeah.
had to think there, didn't you?
Is there
a reason why that figure of $30 wouldn't be front of mind for you, Tristan?
No reason.
Put it this way. Have you paid that fee?
Yes.
Interesting and conflicting, because another man named Nick, who claims to know you well, says that he's paid for you and you owe him $30.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I'd paid.
Hang on. So we go into the court and we say, did you murder the woman? And you go, no. And then we say, yeah, but somebody's saying you did murder the woman. And now you're going, I'm pretty sure I didn't murder the woman.
I'm hoping he's not going to take me to court for $30.
Well, you're in court now.
You're in court right now,
you're
Tristan.
In Tom and Ollie's debt collection court, Tristan. And how do you plead as to owing Nick $30?
Not guilty.
Oh, let's get Nick back on the phone. Okay, right. Nick, you've heard Tristan saying he denies the claim.
No, incorrect. Keep a list. Hasn't paid.
Keep a list.
Hasn't paid. Pay up. $30.
What do you have to say, Nick?
Tristan?
No, Nick. No, Tristan. Yeah.
If I haven't paid, then I'll be dropping the money off to him tomorrow.
Yeah, you bloody well will, Tristan.
Man, does that mean that we've collected that debt?
You have collected the debt.
Debt collected.
Yeah. Take that, Tristan, although quite a reasonable guy. Hearing that he hadn't paid, he's willing to pay the money. Very nice.
Yeah, I think Tristan...
Maybe
Nick
need to remind Tristan that you hadn't paid him. Is that your fault, Nick, just for not simply saying, hey, mate, pay the money?
Well, how many text messages do you need to send?
How many have you sent?
Well, one at the start, pay up, you know. Yeah. You send out, it's in a little...
So you just sent one text message?
I've got 18 people that have... 17 people that have paid, and you're the one that hasn't.
You've organised it. You're a good guy, Nick, so you don't want to be, you know, hassling people.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, there you go. That's how it's done, folks. If you have any debts that need collecting, hang around for next Monday, because we can get it done, just like that.
Hey, we collect that money. Get that money.
We got that money tight.
What?
We were on that guy like a rash. All over him like a rash, I mean. Like a wet sock.
What?
Like a briefcase full of money.
Okay, now you're blubbering. Yep. What's coming up next, though?
Oh, up next, Tom, I have some. I have an option for you, a lifestyle-changing option for you that I'm going to present to you.
Oh.
It could help in a pursuit that I know you have had for a long time.
Okay.
And it relates to you and your body.
Okay, well, that's interesting. We'll do that up next. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Debt Collected. Yeah, nice. Nice. All torn down, the living end. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, Naughty After Nine, only about 5 or 10 minutes away. We'll ask about rehab and what do you do in the nude.
Tom, I know that you are, you're someone who is very aware of what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
We've spent the last 2 weeks eating poorly as our festival show was happening. We were at a pub and, you know, beers and Palmers and burgers and all that.
It's been... A couple of strong weeks.
I describe
burgers.
You today as a pendulum eater. You go from eating badly, and then today you come into work and you go, I'm going to eat a bowl of broccoli, chili, and bok choy.
It was good. And lemon and olive oil.
Yeah.
Yum. Salt,
just,
pepper.
Just great flavors.
Get it in ya.
Really great flavors that no chef would ever
Asian
use.
Fusion, I call it. Asian fusion.
So, you know, you like to be healthy, and when you fall off the bandwagon, you try and rectify that.
Yep.
So... But I want to ask you those questions. Here's a few questions that, just to ascertain how serious you are. And I've got an option for you that's come through from SBS.
Okay.
It's a new study. It's a new therapy or way of managing the kinds of foods you eat.
Okay.
How badly, Tom, do you want to lose weight? How badly do you want to stop eating sugar? How much do you want to change your fat-inducing lifestyle habits?
too
harsh? Questions. Come on. How badly?
To your first question, how much do I want to lose weight? I don't need to lose weight.
Okay.
I'd like to gain muscle and tone up, but I don't think I need to lose weight.
Would you consider?
Yeah, my BMI is fine. I mean, healthy.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a very broad range of the BMI, isn't it? Because, you know, obviously you can be healthy in inverted commas. Hey. BMI.
I weigh 80 kilos. That's not heavy.
Whoa. I weigh 73.
Well,
72.
I fluctuate between 78 and 80.
And you're shorter than me, so I've got a head on you. You're Tom Cruise. Actually, that's a compliment. Look, here's the question. Would you buy or would you wear a device that gives you painful electric shocks to stop you from overeating? I mean, you love smartwatches. You love technology. If you could wear a watch that's going to give you a little shock when it knows you're overeating.
Yeah, I'd give it a go.
Would you? Yeah?
Yep.
I'll get you one. It's going to see you when you're going, oh, you know what? I'm going to go to Easy's and get a burger. It'll know.
I love Easy's.
And the next question
is... They have a double fried potato cake at Easy's. If you're ever in Melbourne, check out Easy's Burger Joint.
Oh, that's not good.
Hopefully they're now giving me free burgers.
Well, you want to get a watch then? Or a shock watch? Yeah. Because, I mean, the only issue is, though, you got to then worry about if you're doing this thing, if your heart is very weak, the amount of shocks you're going to be getting as you pig out. Your heart might be in danger. So it's about balancing that.
No, but I'll stop eating. I'll stop eating the bad food, won't I?
Yeah, but the shocks
my heart will be fine.
But in the initial phases, the shocks will be so intense, you might go into cardiac arrest.
No, but again, I won't be eating the bad food, Ollie. The watch will stop me from doing that.
It'll be a deterrent.
It'll be a deterrent for me.
Okay, we'll get it for you.
They don't exist, do they?
They do exist.
No, they
this
don't.
Is real.
No.
This is on SBS. .com.au. I'll buy you one.
Change my mind.
Painful electric shocks for when you overeat. Not if, when.
No, I don't need that. I'm not a dog. I'm not a dog.
If you were a dog, though, you'd be a pug.
You're the dog.
You'd be a pug. So I'm going to get you one.
Oh, shut up. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.